I have a question. Who was the composer of the melody to this memorable hit song from the 60s? That hit, A Lover's Concerto by The Toys, combines melodic elements of classical music and a bass line that resembles the Motown sound. Put them all together, and you get a smash. And the lead singer on that smash happens to be Barbara Harris of The Toys, and she happens to be on the phone with me right now. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi, Ronnie. I'm fine. How are you?
Bubbly, just like you. I'm fine, too, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be talking to you once again. I actually talked to you about 4 years ago. We did a brief segment about A Lover's Concerto. We're going to talk about that one in just a few moments. But before we get to the record that changed your life permanently...
Yes, it did.
It sure did. We're going to talk a little bit about yourself. Your story begins when you were a little girl, and your name was Barbara Ann Harris, born in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
That's correct.
You started out by singing in the church on your corner, and it says in one of the bios that I read, in fact, this is, I believe, from your website, whenever there was a service, you would find her there. What'd you do? Did you go from church to church singing?
Well, actually, we did. We traveled from different churches. They had them all over in our little town. But the one I stayed in mostly was the one at the end of my block. Sometimes I'd sneak down there on Wednesday nights. I'd peek in the window and watch what was going on. And then Friday nights we'd go, my mother and myself. And Sunday, of course. I was always there, and I would just go every chance I got. I'd run down the end of the block and listen and sing my little heart out and play my tambourine.
You always brought your tambourine with you?
Oh, yeah. I had a little tambourine.
Now, wait a minute. When you were, it sounds like we're talking about revival meetings here.
Some of them were.
Did people throw money?
No. They put it in the basket.
You didn't get to collect any of it anyway.
And, they passed the basket around, and it was for, I guess, the preacher, you know.
You actually moved to Queens, New York when you were around 11 years old?
Uh-huh.
And one thing I didn't know about you is that you also have another passion in life, dancing.
Oh, yes. Saturdays we had a terrace ballroom, and that ballroom had different acts come there. I remember seeing Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells there. James Brown came there. And they also had Saturday activities for the local kids. They would have dance contests. And I would come home with albums that I'd won in the dance contest. And my mom always looking, where'd you get that album from? I said, well, I won it. And she didn't believe me at first, you know. I said, well, you should come down and just dance. I had a partner, and we used to work out routines. You know, and it was really cute. And I'd always win.
What it says on your website is you had to fib a little bit about your age in order to even get into the place?
Sure did. I just told them I was 17, you know, and they let me in. Actually, I was 13, something like that.
Did they ever find out that you were
lying
about your age? No?
Oh, actually, they didn't, no. I guess they didn't really check us too much. They let the kids come in and have fun.
I just thought of something, Barbara, just between you and me. Now, once we run this show, the dance police from the terrace ballroom are going to be knocking on your door to take away your awards because you are underage.
That was almost 50 years ago.
I think there is a statute of limitations, so you don't have anything to worry about. And it's okay, I'll put in a good word for you. Any rate, we've done enough toying around before getting to your group.
Okay.
Pun intended.
Yes.
So now, you're in high school. What high school did you attend?
The first one I went to was Fashion High in New York City, because I wanted to be a dressmaker. It got so hectic trying to get there in the morning on the train. It was crowded, and you could hardly get in the door, and people were pushing back. So I transferred after the first year and went to Woodrow Wilson out in Queens. I could walk there from my home. That's where I met Barbara Tuma at Woodrow Wilson. She was attending there also. Mm-hmm. And June Montero, she didn't go to Woodrow Wilson. She went to Martin Van Buren in Queens. But she would come to meet us after school.
And there were two Bettys, right?
Betty Stokes and Betty Blocker.
You sang on street corners, and that's when you actually started, I guess, getting a real interest in singing. And eventually, the two Bettys left the group, leaving two Barbaras and a June. And pretty soon, the two Barbaras and a June would be known throughout the world as a trio. The Toys. Did you start out as the Toys, or did you have a different name?
We had a different name. We were doing talent shows, and the group was then called the Charlottes.
You met a gentleman named Eddie Chase?
Eddie Chase, yes.
And eventually, you got introduced to Bob Crewe?
Uh-huh. And Vince Mark became our manager, and Bob Crewe was the owner of the record label.
Which was Dyna Voice Records?
Yes, uh-huh. And Eddie Chase brought us to them.
You got a contract with Dyna Voice Records?
Yes.
You were then teamed up with a couple of songwriters. Who were they?
Sandy Linza and Denny Randell.
And they decided that why should we spend a lot of time coming up with a new tune when there might be an old tune that we could use for a song?
Uh-huh.
And that old tune became A Lover's Concerto. That was an old, 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 old tune. At the beginning of the show, I asked the question, who was the composer of the melody to A Lover's Concerto? Now you're going to tell the world.
That was Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach. It was not PDQ Bach. It was Johann Sebastian. It was way, way back then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was his finger exercise.
It was played on the piano, right?
Bum, yes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Minuet in G, I think.
Minuet in G. Bum, 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 bum. You only need eight fingers for that. Oh, wait. It's about an octave. Linda and Randell had that particular tune in mind, and they decided to write some lyrics to it.
Yeah.
Were you with them when they wrote the song?
They just came in with it. We were rehearsing these other songs forever, and they just popped up with that one, and we didn't pay much attention to it. We just did it, and that was it.
You mean you didn't see it as anything special when you first heard it?
No, just that it was different. It reminded me of like a school song, you know, but we didn't pay much attention to it. Never thought that it would take off like that.
Here is that song, and you, Barbara Harris, are doing the lead singing on this?
Yes.
This is A Lover's Concerto.
With their melody.
That was A Lover's Concerto by the Toys. And now I have to ask, because I didn't ask before I played that record, how did you become the Toys? You originally were the Charlottes.
When we met Bob Crewe and our manager, the manager says, oh, we have to give you guys a name. He says, you guys are so full of life and so bubbly, and maybe we should call you the Toys. And we said, the Toys? Oh, no. And he said, that's a perfect name. You're always so happy.
You were your bubbly. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. They could have called you the Bubbles.
I don't think we'd have gone for that.
No, I don't think so.
I like that one.
That record became a smash hit.
Yes, it did.
Your first record.
Yeah, right? We couldn't believe it.
Now, did Linzer and Randell come up with the next song, which was called Attack?
Yes, they did. I think they were trying to repeat the first scenario or whatever. They took another concert piece
from
Tchaikovsky this time. The Nutcracker Suite.
Right.
And right in the beginning, right?
Yeah. The rest of the song doesn't sound classical.
No, I don't think it was.
Whereas A Lover's Concerto was all sweetness and light, this one had a little bit more of a lyrical edge to it, I think.
Yes, the lyrics are fantastic. When I listen to those lyrics, what a story. Linzer and Randell were great writers, along with Charlie Colello doing the arrangement. It was really a nice combination there.
The Toys doing a song about something I stepped on when I walked barefoot last night. Attack. I'm Ronnie Allen talking with Barbara Harris of The Toys. The next song we're going to play is one that you told me privately. You consider this one of the best tunes that the Toys ever recorded, and it's called May My Heart Be Cast in Stone.
That was the last one that we recorded on Dino Voice with Bandy and Denny. They showed us that one. We all liked that one. We were all in agreement that this is a good song. So we went in and we did it. It didn't take too long, but they worked on it and came out really nice. I think that was one of the best ones.
Those were the Toys with May My Heart Be Cast in Stone. Amen. Editorial comment there. Now we come to a song called Baby Toys. You might think it's a song that was written especially for the Toys, but that was not the case. Baby Toys was co-written by songwriters Tom DeSillis and Richard Layton, and it was originally recorded by a male group called the Victorians. It was released on Reprise Records. Eventually, Sandy Linzer and Denny Randall heard the song, and they decided, why not have the Toys record Baby Toys? But they felt that it needed a little bit more, so Sandy and Denny wrote some new opening words to the song. So actually, four different people wrote this song.
Yes, they came in with it and they said, listen to this, girl. And they played it and we thought it was so cute. They wanted us to make the sound like Indians. So Barbara Tuma said, I can do it, I can do it.
Well, what was she doing? She was doing like whoops, whoopsie.
You know, she said,
that was Barbara Harris kind of whooping it up there. Hey, listen, you did that pretty good. Maybe you should have been doing that. You didn't do that on the record?
No, I didn't do it on the record. She did it.
It's kind of in the vein of A Lover's Concerto and Attack,
yeah.
But I don't think it's based on a classical song.
No, it's not.
This is a song called Baby Toys by Guess Who?
I'm a toy soldier, wounded in battle.
And that was The Toys, and I have the lead toy on the phone, and her name is Barbara Harris.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Ronnie.
That song was called Baby Toys. You never recorded teenage toys?
No.
Middle-aged toys?
Yeah, we might have done that.
Okay.
But we left the company.
I want to talk a little bit about your website, www.barbarastoys.net, and I'm going to spell Barbara's Toys, B-A-R-B-A-R-A-S. T-O-Y-S.
That's correct.
You do any of the PBS shows as well?
Yeah, we did one. It was called Red, White, and Rock.
You're not working anymore with June and Barbara, right? You're working with two other girls?
Yes, yes. One is from Plainfield, and her name is Roxanne Urie.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, that's my little granddaughter that just came in. I got to take her out.
What's her name?
Her name is Sydney.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sydney. The whole world is going to hear her. You know, I'm going to probably include that.
10 months old.
Oh, wow. You don't have any barking dogs, though, do you?
No, well, he's in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. That's been a sore point with some of my interviews, hearing dogs barking, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, no. I put him out.
Yeah, okay. any rate, the names of the girls that are presently the toys. Who's the other one?
Margaret Williams, and you would probably remember her from the cookies. She's working with me right now.
Oh.
Well, she came later after some of them left to go to Ray Charles as the Raylettes.
Oh, okay.
And she came into the group, and she did some of the recordings, though. Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby.
Okay.
James.
Well, Barbara, I want to wish you all the success with all your future ventures, toys and otherwise.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
And
same to you. God bless you.
Thank you. This is a Barbara Harris song we're going to close with, and it's called I Don't Mind. Is this from a recent album of yours, a solo album?
Yeah, that's from my first solo.
What is the CD called?
Barbara Now. My husband did all the work. I just sang.
Wait a minute, your husband did all the work.
So he's my band leader, he's my bass player.
Oh.
And he sat down and did all the writing for the CD and all the music except for the guitar parts. We had a friend of ours come over, because we have a studio in our home. We had him come over, the guitar player, and he put down some parts. But my husband did the rest, and I was so proud of him.
He did everything. He even swept the studio when you were done.
Yeah, he did it all.
Ray for Ken.
And I appreciate it, and it was like my journey through music, coming up from the gospel to the jazz.
And is this one that you wrote?
Uh-huh. A friend of ours from France sent us some music and asked us to put lyrics to it. So the lyrics are ours. The music belongs to Philip Acostanza.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Harris and a song called I Don't Mind. Well, that's the show. Right now, got a couple of bonus tracks by the Toys. First off, a song called Deserted. Finally, this is one that Barbara says is one of her all-time favorite Toys recordings. The Toys did it for the MusiCore label after they had left Dynavoice. This one is called Try to Get You Out of My Heart.